Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 137 on October 23rd, 2020. I'm your host, Eric. And in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on Arcimoto Inc., Cisco Systems, and Uber. And we discuss three new trades on Apache Corporation, United States Steel Corporation, and Cleveland Cliffs Inc. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can reach me at eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's E-R-I-C. @theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a short video series to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. Now, the markets finished slightly lower this week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 270 points, closing at 28,335 points. The S&P 500 index fell 18 points, ending the week at 3,465 points. And now it's time for the topic of the week. And the topic this week is offsetting risk, which is also known as hedging. Now, when I traded options on the floor of the exchange, we traded what's called delta neutral, which meant that we didn't want to be exposed to the movements of the underlying market. So we only wanted to trade the volatility or the amount of market movement that's being implied by the option prices. And this required an understanding of the option Greeks, specifically Delta, so that you can hedge your option trades with stock. And that is the first style of offsetting risk. You can hedge a long call option by selling stock, or hedge a short call option by buying stock. And that's similar to the covered call position that we speak of each week. And as we know, with covered calls, they still leave you exposed to big downward moves in the stock price. Now, what's interesting is that the best way to hedge an option position is with another option. You can hedge a long call option with a long put option. You can hedge a short call option with a short put option. And you can hedge a long call spread with a long put option or put spread. You can hedge a long put spread with a long call option or call spread. So it's important to just remember the actual characteristics of each type of trade. So call options improve in value as the price of the stock goes higher. So to hedge a call option, you need something that improves in value as price goes lower. And it's the exact opposite with put options. Put spreads and call spreads are already hedged with one long and one short option. However, you can add an extra long or short option to skew the risk of the position and hedge a bit more against moves in the underlying stock. What I mean by that is if you are, say, short a put spread and it moves against you, you can actually buy a put, which is more designed like a put 1-by-2 or ratio spread, but they would most likely be on different strikes. Anyway, it skews the risk of the position so that you might take a loss early, but if stock really moves heavily against you, you end up in a position or have a better shot at making a lot of money in the position, even though stock moved against your initial move. And that can be done with call spreads as well. So just remember, learning options is like learning a new language. You definitely want to start small and just think your way through the risk. That's why I avoid discussing the option Greeks on this show. If you understand how to make money and where the risk is in your position, we can add the Greeks later to give you another way of quantifying the risk of each option position. I just want you to start off knowing where the profit is, and that's what really matters. When you get down to knowing all the big words or the more quantitative ways of discussing your option position, you can end up moving into a world of more theory and intellect rather than application and profit. So if you want to stay on the profit side, which I'm assuming you do, definitely focus on learning what makes money, what loses money, how to protect yourself if a position goes against you, and how to lock in profit when it does work. So that's it for this week's topic of the week. Let's dive into the trade review of last week's trades. So we're going to start off with the covered call position on Arcimoto Inc. Symbol F as in Foxtrot, U as in Uniform, V as in Victor. When we looked at the trade, the stock was trading for $6.63 per share. I looked at buying stock and selling the November 7.5 call at 75 cents, hoping for a maximum return of 24.43%. Well, Arcimoto stock finished the week 42 cents lower, closing at $6.21 per share. The call option we sold fell 30 cents, leaving us with a net loss of 12 cents on the trade for the week. Now, the break-even point on this trade is $5.88 per share. The next strike down, if we were to roll the strike lower, is the $5 strike in November, and it's pricing at an implied stock price, because it's in the money, of $6.35, which means if you tried to roll the strike lower, you would actually close out the trade and lock in another 14 cents on the stock price, meaning you would close the entire trade for a 2 cents gain. The reason that is because if you sell that in the money call option for $1.35, that's an implied price of $6.35. We know that stock in the market is trading for $6.21. And so with that, if you're able to sell your stock for higher than you can sell it in the market because of the implied price on that option, that stock option, it can actually be valuable. Now, in general, I don't advise doing that, but it's just another example of why it's important to understand how these options actually work individually. Now, when I traded options on the floor of the CBOE, it was always important to understand these sorts of transactions, because sometimes you can find a profit or be able to lock in a profit that other people aren't really seeing and aren't really looking at, because it's just inherent. It's like built into the price of the trade. You also had to understand things like synthetic positions and all sorts of other trades. For instance, being long stock and short a call option, which is what the covered call is almost like selling a put option. And that's, well, I won't get into that, but for those of you that picked up the payoff graph, you can play around with that payoff graph with the chart, that Excel sheet that I sent you, and look at how having a covered call, the graph is very similar to selling a put option, and you'll understand what I mean. And that's why I said that visualizing the actual payoff of these options will help you become a better trader. It'll help you understand risk even better. All right, let's dive into the next trade, which was a credit spread on Cisco Systems, symbol C as in Charlie, S as in Sierra, C as in Charlie, O as in Oscar. When we looked at the trade, the stock was trading for $40.16 per share. I looked at selling the November 40-39 put spread at 38 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 62 cents per spread. Well, Cisco stock fell $1.34 per share, ending the week at $38.82. The out-of-the-money put spread we sold is now in the money, and we can buy the spread back for 60 cents, which will lock in a loss of 22 cents per spread. There are a couple of ways to offset this trade. One of the first ways I mentioned on the show is to sell a call spread against the spread, which would create an iron condor. And the strikes need to be higher on the call spread than they are on the put spread. And we could sell the November 40.5-41.5 call spread at 27 cents, which puts us 5 cents in the money at the moment, or 5 cents of profit in the moment. It almost guarantees that we will manage a loss unless stock finishes between $40 and $40.50 per share. However, with just the put spread, our maximum possible loss is 62 cents. So if we sell the call spread, we actually lower the risk down to 45 cents. The other thing that you can do, if you believe prices will continue to head lower, is to purchase some downside protection. That means buying a lower strike put or even a put spread to offset the risk of the short put spread that will likely finish in the money. Now you can buy the November 38 half, 37 half put spread for 44 cents, and that provides a perfect hedge if prices fall below $37.50 per share. How you hedge the trade all depends on how comfortable you are with risk. Some people might just choose to sell the call spread to collect more money, while some people will choose to buy the put spread to hedge the put spread they sold. It all really depends on your goals and your understanding of risk. And of course, we can't eliminate how you're going to trade given the size of your account. So a smaller account might not be, or might not even have the capital to buy another spread, and they might be happy just selling a spread. Lots of different factors lead us to trade differently. And then our final trade from last week was on Uber. It was a debit spread on Uber, symbol U as in uniform, B as in Bravo, E as in Echo, R as in Romeo. When we looked at this trade, the stock was trading for $33.72 per share. We looked at buying the November 32-33 call spread for 63 cents, which could give us a maximum gain of 37 cents or 58.73% return on our capital. Now, Uber stock rose $3.03 per share, closing at $36.75 per share. The in-the-money call spread we bought is even more in the money now. You can sell the spread on the posted bid price for a loss of 3 cents per spread. However, if you placed a limit order, you will definitely lock in a profit on this trade. Now, of course, we know there's no reason to exit this trade now. It will most likely finish the period worth $1, allowing us to lock in 37 cents of profit or that 58.73% return on capital. And really, the way I know this trade is really strong is that we own the November 32 call. That call option right now is $4.75 in the money. Now we sold the 33 call, and that call option is $3.75 in the money. So you take the difference, and that gives us the $1 value for that spread. All right, so that's it for the trade review from last week. Let's go ahead and get into this week's trades. We're going to start off, of course, with the covered call on Apache Corporation, symbol A as in Alpha, P as in Papa, A as in Alpha. Stock ended the week at $9.28 per share. I'm looking at buying that stock and selling the November 9 half call at 85 cents, which can give us a maximum return of 11.53%. Now you enter this trade by buying Apache shares for $9.28 per share and selling the November 9 and a half call at 85 cents. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $9.50 per share, and the break-even price on this trade is $8.43 per share. Now, in real terms, the stock purchase would require $928, and you would collect $85 for selling the option. Our second trade for this week is a credit spread on United States Steel Corporation, symbol X as in X-ray. Actually, should say X as in X-Men, because I was a big X-Men fan when they were making those movies. Anyway, United States Steel stock ended the week at $9.95 per share. I'm looking at selling the November 9.5-9 put spread at 17 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 33 cents per spread. Now you enter this trade by selling the November 9.5 put at 63 cents and concurrently buying the November 9 put for 46 cents. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain above $9.50 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $9.33 per share. In real terms, you would receive $17 per spread that you sell and have $33 at risk. And our final trade on the week is Cleveland Cliffs Incorporated, symbol C as in Charlie, L as in Lima, F as in Foxtrot. The stock ended the week at $8.67 per share, and I'm looking at buying the November 8, 8.5 call spread for 33 cents, which could give us a maximum possible gain of 17 cents or 51.52% return on your capital in just a few weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying the November 8 call for $1.02 and concurrently selling the November 8 half call at 69 cents. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices stay above $8.50 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $8.33 per spread, and then in real terms, you will pay $33 to enter the spread, and your maximum gain is $17 per spread. So that's it for this week's show. Thank you guys for listening, as usual. Thanks for sharing the podcast to friends of yours who are trying to learn options. I love reading big, thick, gnarly, truly quantitative option trading books. In fact, I'm a big fan of Wiley Publishing. They produce a lot of finance books, a lot of great trading books that have formulas in them. To me, every finance book should have a formula of some sort in it, because this is just basic math, and it'll help you understand how these options and how other trades are priced. But I have all these books. I really love getting into the nitty-gritty details of options, but I don't anymore. I don't believe that that's the best way to learn how to trade options. I do think that learning where you make money and where you lose money is a great place to start, because if you're making money, you're going to stay around. And if you're losing money, but you understand the risk enough to keep it small, again, you'll have, we used to say, make sure you trade so that you can trade another day. You never want to blow out your capital on one trade. So if you listen to the show, hopefully you'll get a better understanding of risk. So I hope you guys, and I get great emails from you guys. I have the best fans. Seriously, you guys are awesome. Thank you so much for emailing me. Thank you so much for listening. And as usual, just have a great weekend and happy trading. Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.